An Israeli businessman was indicted today on charges of trying to bribe Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. Israeli analysts said the indictment against real estate developer David Apple increases the chances that Sharon also may face charges. NPR's Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem. What do you know about this indictment?
Well, the indictment says that David Apple employed Sharon's son Gilad in a project to build a resort on a Greek island. According to the indictment, he promised to pay him $3 million with the alleged aim of influencing Sharon, who at the time was foreign minister. The indictment also states that Apple promised to support Sharon, who at the time was running for in primaries for the leadership of the Likud party.
Is Ariel Sharon actually accused of anything?
At this point, Ariel Sharon is not accused of anything. So right now, the prosecution is continuing to investigate whether or not Prime Minister Sharon was directly involved, as well as his son Gilad.
Has Sharon responded to the allegations?
Well, these allegations have been going on for a while. In fact, this is actually an amended indictment that follows up an earlier indictment. Sharon himself in the past has denied all wrongdoing. He did not today react to the charges. However, sources close to Sharon said that the prosecution does not have any evidence and that Sharon's political opponents are simply trying to bring him down. They said that they doubt the prime minister will be indicted.
Does all of this threaten Sharon's grip on Israel's leadership?
Well, that depends who you ask. It certainly set off a media frenzy here, as almost everything does. Though Sharon's supporters say that the prime minister is firmly in charge and that this indictment won't have any effect on him. His opponents say that it's the beginning of the end of the Sharon government and that the Sharon government won't last out the year. It comes as Sharon is also involved in other legal problems having to do with campaign financing. There have been questions about $1.5 million loan that Sharon received from a South African businessman that was repaid, and there are a lot of legal questions that Sharon is facing. At the same time, there has also been a sharp drop in his popularity, both because of the ongoing Israeli-Palestinian violence and Israel's ongoing economic crisis as well. So Sharon is definitely having a difficult time. At the same time, Israeli analysts say there doesn't seem to be any alternative to the prime minister. However, if Sharon is indicted on either these charges with David Apple or the other charges with the South African businessman, then legal advisors say, according to Israeli precedent, he will have to resign. So as long as there's no indictment against Sharon, people close to him say he probably won't resign. However, if he is indicted, then he will need to resign.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.